Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Yesterday in New Zealand, they had their Copeland's Bakeries Mile. Now, this is one of their top races over there. Let's have a listen to this horse, Tiarco Shark.
Then came Who Dares Wins, Living on a Prayer. Flying Sardine, the shark will have a sardine to follow into the race. Usually pretty tasty for a shark. And then came Son of Mahia, and the last one is Colonel Kev, 500 to go. Rangi Po leads, half a length, Shadows Cast. Rail opens up for Boots and All. Then came Outwider on the track, watch this space. Tiarco Shark comes to the outside now. He's got three lengths to make up. Rangi Po, Boots and All. Here comes Tiarco Shark past the 200 metre mark, and he's gone straight on by Tiarco Shark. Oh, he's good. Boots and All, Rangi Po, Colonel Kev, but it's up Tiarco Shark, the boy in the tangerine and blue, and Tiarco Shark won it by seven, beat Boots and All.
Well, there you go. That was the top race, and Tiarco Shark, he has absolutely tailed them. He's a very, very good galloper. I've got to be honest, I started getting goosebumps watching that race, and I wonder how David Ellis, one of the part owners, felt yesterday. Morning, David.
Good morning.
How did you feel watching that horse yesterday? He's very good.
Well, we had a lot of owners over from Australia, so I was pretty relieved that we got the result for them. But he is certainly a really exciting horse. Got a beautiful temperament, clean winded horse, and I think he's got a pretty exciting future.
He's by Rip Van Winkle, and I looked through his career. He's had six starts for five wins and a fourth. He has got over a bit of ground. He's up to a mile now. Early doors, he looked as though he over raced a bit, and you put the crossover noseband on.
Yeah, that seems to have helped him. I don't think pulling is a problem. He hadn't had a race for 5 weeks, so he's probably just marginally fresh. He's out of a mare that won the Waikato Gold Cup, a mile and a half race. So, we think that he's got a really good future. He came from the ready-to-run sale, and we've got our ready-to-run sale coming up in the next 10 days. So it's pretty good timing.
This bloke, when you watch him race, what I loved about him was he will settle now. He just seems to relax out the back. And yesterday, he just went right around them. He was probably 8-10 wide on the turn, and he hadn't even slipped into top gear.
No, he's a horse with a lot of upside. He's only just growing into himself now, and we're looking forward to bringing him to Sydney to race in the autumn.
Now, what have you targeted? Because as you said, he won a Group 2 over a mile yesterday. He's damn good out to 2,400 metres in a Group 2. What are you looking at in the autumn?
The Doncaster, mm-hmm. The Queen Elizabeth, those sort of races.
Gee, you've obviously got a very high opinion of him, haven't you?
Yeah, we have.
I notice he's got concussion plates on the front. Has he had any issues there? What's the reason for those?
Well, when he was a young horse, he did jar up a few times, but he seems to have worked with maturing. He seems to have got through those sort of issues. But we've probably just put them on as a precaution. But I don't think it's a problem going forward. But like a lot of the New Zealand horses, He doesn't mind the sting out of the track. And another good horse that we bought from Windsor Park Stud by their stallion, Rip Van Winkle.
David, that's one of the bonuses with this horse. Yesterday was a good three, but he's also won on the bog. He's won on a heavy 10, so it's not going to worry him what the track conditions are like by the looks of it.
No, that's right. That's a big plus, isn't it?
So what do you do with him now? I mean, he hadn't had a run for 5 weeks. He's won that Group 2. Is there anything more on the program for him, I mean, over the New Year period, Christmas New Year? You've got some great races there in New Zealand. Will he go to something there?
No, we're going to turn him out for a spell now, and we'll give him a month at Tiarco Stud, and then we'll bring him back and have him ready to race in February, March.
Now, one of the part owners, the boys on the Big Sports Breakfast, were talking about one Paul Gallen, who's a part owner.
Yeah, this is his first horse, and he's getting a huge thrill out of it. We had a really great celebration dinner last night, and I was just thrilled to see how much joy he got out of being involved in such a good horse.
Well, he's spoiled now, isn't he, David? If this is his first horse and he's just won a Group 2 with him.
Yeah, he's... what a neat guy. And it's just really important for these sort of people to get along to racing. And even in New Zealand, everybody at the races knew him. And it was just great the way he entered into the spirit of it all. And every radio, TV station wanted to talk to him. And he was happy to oblige. And he just loves Tiak, our shark. Which, of course, has been named after the Cronulla Sharks. So it was really exciting for the first time that he was on course to see him race, to see him do what he did.
David, AP Bossom's ridden him on a number of occasions. What's AP's take on the horse?
Well, I think AP thinks he's got the potential to be the best horse he's ever ridden.
Gee whiz, that's a fair rap.
Yeah, it is.
Now, how far do you think he'll get? Obviously, Queen Elizabeth, you're looking, you're going to get 2,000. Do you think would he get a mile and a half? The way he relaxes, he wouldn't surprise if he does.
Yeah, I think he's going to get a mile and a half. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
It's interesting, some horses like this, they get a bit of a rap on them and the bubble can burst, but he's been doing it for a while now. He's had the 6 starts and the 5 wins. And the day he ran 4th, he looked a little bit, almost still learning that day.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't have taken him down for the 2,000 guineas. That he wasn't quite ready for it. Like a lot of New Zealand horses, they're slow maturing, but they last longer at the other end. So it was probably a mistake we made running him that day. But we do like to let the horses do the talking and not build them up too much. But he's certainly a pretty exciting horse, that's for sure.
Well, AP Bossom has said potentially the best horse he's ridden. David, you've had some wonderful horses. At this point in time, how do you rank him?
Well, he's certainly right up with them, that's for certain.
Could he be the best you've had?
Could be, for sure. He's got to lift another few levels. He hasn't won a Group 1 yet. But the way he's won his last few races, I think the sky's the limit for him.
Well, you mentioned the Ready to Run sale. That gets underway not too far away, I imagine. How many weeks away is that?
In the next 10 days.
Yep.
And we're really looking forward to it. Of course, at this sale, the year before we bought Tiak, our shark, we bought Ginger Nuts. And we're really looking forward to going back to the sale and buying the next Ginger Nuts and the next Tiak, our shark.
Now, a lot of people love Ginger Nuts, the name, love the horse. And when he was injured, unfortunately, going to the barriers, they were heartbroken. How is he these days?
He's really good. We ride him, take him for a half-hour walk and trot each day. And he won't race again, but he will be available to lead the field out for the Derby, and the clubs that want to use them will be welcome too.
Well, that's fantastic. He's got a wonderful life for the rest of his life.
Yeah, he'll always have a home in the front paddock at Tiak, our stud. And he's a really neat horse. He's very happy. Loves being ridden. Loves people around him. Loves attention. So that's really good.
David, just finally, Tiak, our shark, watching him on telly, he looks a fair-sized horse, a big horse. How is there more growing in him, or do you reckon he's reached his mature now?
I'd say that he's reached his maturity now, although he's still got some strengthening up to do, which he will do, and next campaign will be his best. He's not quite 16-1, but that close to it, it's not funny. He's got a little bit of strengthening up to do, in his hindquarters down through the Gascon, but not a lot more.
Well, good luck with him. It's always exciting to see a good horse appear anywhere. And I wish you all the best with him, because he does. He looks like he could be, if he keeps improving, he's going to be a superstar.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Good luck with him. Let's hope he stays in one piece, and good luck with him, David.
Okay, thank you.